is revealed truth. Nothing of this world has ever been made great unless God was in its root, was at its base. Brother and sister, there is much to say to you, but we will meet again. And every time we meet, God will meet in us and with us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad will fill our hearts. Love for him will never depart from us. Respect for him will never depart from us. Though his 130-some pound physical body does not sit in the chair of his office, we still respect that chair, because we know his work, his teaching, his thought, his feeling, his aspiration, his ambition were not that came into being with the flesh that Georgia produced, but is that came into being with time itself, that unfolded from eternity. Do you understand, my brother and sister? So we will honor his chair. We will respect it. We will honor and respect his office. And we will never, never, never let anyone come among us and speak a word of discord. Right. And we not hear it. No one can speak a word of cowardice. And we not hear it. No one can speak a word to bring about dissension. And we not hear it. No one can speak a word from the snake's mind and from the snake's heart. And we not hear it, though it only be a hiss. We will hear it. And when we hear it, it'll be driven out with the force of God. And nothing on this earth can withstand the force of God. We say, as we have been taught, and this is the Muslim prayer. It was not invented today. We find it in the Quran. Surely I have turned myself to you, O Allah, who originated the heavens and the earth. I am not of those who associate God with God. Surely my prayers and my sacrifices, my life and my death, is all for Allah, the Lord, the Keeper, the Sustainer of all worlds. We say that and we mean it. Don't think that emotionalism is a fault to shake this house. This is not a Sitting Bull ceremony. That requires interpretation. The interpretation of the chief among the Indians. No, the common FOI and MGT, the common, the ordinary brothers and sisters in our midst who don't have what we call official rank. Even they have the knowledge and the understanding of the real power in this house. This is not a church. Gymnasium. This is not a musical formed thing. life of babies. We know the nature of babies. We know the strength of babies. We know that when the test is put upon the baby reacts to the test emotionally, because God has not formed that baby in knowledge. It is still a child of emotion. God has not let it live long enough to become a child of knowledge. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, I have supreme wisdom from Almighty God. And all of us are men and women of knowledge. And when the strong gush of wind coming from the forces of emotion come against this house and blow, the windows stay intact. The shade doesn't even waver. The curtains at the window, though the window be up, won't even be moved by the winds of emotion. Simply because this house is built on strength, divine strength. This is a house formed by knowledge. And men of knowledge just don't fall down in the floor and weep and moan and cry like babies when the wind of emotion comes. If an army of emotion come against us with snatching beef teeth, dripping blood, dishes ready to swallow us, or if the surreptitious, deceitful, disguising beasts come in playing the music of the devil, singing the song of weakness, let your winds of emotions come against this house. It stands forever. Peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum.
Just one minute. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad have an announcement for you.
Again, I greet you in peace, in the Arabic language, As-salamu alaykum. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, and honorable audience, I have an announcement to make. It's the announcement of a gift from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Every year, he has given a gift to his followers and to those who attend the convention. So all of you, we would like for you to receive from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad the gift of a tape of his speech, the time and what must be done, and the time of the judgment. We have 15,000 of these here, 15,000. But the count is over 15,000 here today. So if we run out, and we will run out if all of you get one, then report, go to the temple, and they will see that you get one. But we have 15,000, and they will be passed out to you. All of you who have traveled long distance and you who have traveled short distance, and all of you here, may the Almighty, true and living God, whose proper name is Allah, go with you, guide you, and protect you and comfort you as we greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Please hold your seats, after the Honorable Minister Wallace D. Muhammad leaves, we're going to show 35 minutes of the film. The projector wasn't working in the beginning, so you're going to see the beginning of the film that was shown around the nation. Please hold your seats, because we have a few more parts of the program that I finished. And we're showing the first 35 minutes of the film in a few minutes.